Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Rubber Decking Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Alicia.
And we have lots going on here at Graceland as we prepare for the launch of a new exhibit, some construction going on.
I know. Our archive staff has been super busy. I offered to help, you know, get up there, put a hard hat on, tear some walls down, do what we need to do to get this new exhibit up.
Did you?
I did. I offered your help, too.
Can you come help me with the construction, renovation of a bathroom?
Oh, yeah, that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I'm really good at painting walls.
Okay, I will put you to use doing that at
fantastic at,
when I renovate my house and as we prepare for the opening of the brand new 6 Years of Elvis exhibit.
Absolutely.
But sadly, one has to go.
That's true, which we've already said goodbye, in the process of saying goodbye to Lisa's exhibit, which is so cool. And that's why we thought we would relive the exhibit one last time.
Right. You know, very personal for her.
I mean,
she spent
personal.
A lot of time working with the archive staff, selecting some of the artifacts that would go in the exhibit that tells the story of her life with her father and how he's impacted her life through today. So as part of the podcast, we're going to let you hear a little bit from Lisa about her memories of her life with her father. So let's take a listen.
In the carport, my father always had his Stutz parked and there was one particular time, because I was always on my golf cart. That was where I was to be found at all times. And I remember that it was parked right near the Stutz, and I stepped on it, you know, to go forward, and it was in reverse. And I went flying backwards, and I just came to nick the very end of his Stutz. And I thought, I'm dead. Because I always was crashing into something or flipping him or doing something I shouldn't be doing. And that was the one thing I don't do is go into his Stutz. And that's one thing I can tell you that happened. That was always very nerve-wracking to be walking up the steps when he'd call for me because I didn't know if I was in trouble or if everything was okay or if he was just, you know. And I walked up the steps and he reprimanded me and he gave me a pat on the knee. And I just looked at him and I started crying because any kind of reprimand from him just was like my whole world would cave in. And I know that I didn't see him too much more that evening. I stood clear and I went to my bedroom and I fell asleep. And I think it was probably 3 hours later I had been woken up. He tapped me, and he had a puppet in his hand, and he was singing. He sang me a song with the puppet in his hand, and I really can't remember which one it was, but it was a funny song, and he was trying to make up for what. He felt bad for tapping me on the knee. And anyway, I woke up with him, you know, doing the puppet in my face, and I started laughing, and then everything was fine.
Lisa has so many great memories that no one else has. I mean, you can't just, you know, relive that as someone else. I mean, that's his daughter.
Truly. I mean, it's a firsthand account of her life with Elvis, not only at Graceland, but also how he's impacted her and the way she lives her life today.
It's so cool.
It really is amazing. So it's great to hear those tidbits that she shared with us that were included in the video elements within the exhibit. And of course, in its place, February 24th, we'll be opening 60 Years of Elvis.
Yes, we're really excited about 60 Years of Elvis and rock and roll and putting things together with our archive staff to make this a very unique exhibit. I'm really looking forward to seeing, I guess it's the pay stub.
Yes,
that
the chronological pay stub. Before Elvis became a rock and roll star, he was a delivery truck driver for Crown Electric here in Memphis. So his pay stub, along with Elvis's personal 45 of That's All Right, will be included in the exhibit, along with some wardrobe, piece of wardrobe from the movie Viva Las Vegas, because the exhibit is not only about 60 years of rock and roll, it's about 60 years of Elvis, which includes his movie career and also how he's impacted popular culture
today. Yeah, it's a very different exhibit because, you know, typically when we've done exhibits, they've always kind of been like one universal theme where we just kind of place things. Like Lisa's exhibit, it was very much personal to her. But this one, we can kind of pull from different angles. It's very broad. So
it's very broad. It should be very interesting. So again, opening February 24th. Next week on the Rubberneckin' Podcast, our special guest will be Angie Marchese, Director of Archives here at Graceland, who will kind of give us a bit of a sneak peek of the exhibit and what she and her staff have been up to get ready for it. So it should be exciting.
It's also going to be Valentine's Day next week.
Yes, Valentine's Day, so go to shopelvis.com and buy something Elvisy for your sweetie.
Even maybe some chocolate. We have that too.
There is some Elvis chocolate on there. So, all right, everybody, we'll see you next week with a special edition of the podcast as we have our guest Angie Marchese in the studio to talk about all things Elvis in this brand new exhibit. We'll see you next week.